Georgia received the number one ranking after coming in first in the study in workforce and infrastructure. The state also ranked in the top half in all but two of the study's 10 categories. Scott Cohn is a senior correspondent with CNBC. He says Georgia went from eighth in last year's study to first this year.
The housing market has recovered to a great degree. At least the excesses have been worked out, and jobs are returning. Taxes are going down, and Georgia is starting to click again.
To conduct the study, CNBC used data gathered from government databases and other sources to examine how states fared in 10 categories. The media outlet also weighted those 10 categories based on how states collectively market themselves. Incoming dean at Emory's Goizueta Business School, Erica James, says the ranking is significant and will help attract businesses to the state.
I think it carries considerable weight. It's a legitimate organization and has been so for quite some time. I think that most executives and business leaders pay attention pretty regularly to the information and advice that's coming out on CNBC.
Jeff Humphreys is the director of economic forecasting at the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business. He also thinks the ranking sends a powerful message to companies looking to relocate or expand. And he says it's especially important because it's not the first number one business ranking the state has received. It has not gone without scrutiny, but last November, the state was named as the number one state for business by Site Selection magazine.
If this was isolated, it perhaps would be less impressive and less effective in attracting jobs and companies to the state. But the fact that others have also ranked us very high on similar metrics goes well for the payoff from a ranking like this.
Despite coming in number one overall, the state ranked 32nd in the areas of education and quality of life. Wesley Tharp with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute says in order for more Georgians to have the benefit of economic growth, the state needs to improve educational opportunities.
To turn things around and have prosperity be spread to more people, we're going to really need to kind of double down on education and workforce investment.
Tharp also says the state needs to improve transportation infrastructure in order to attract more businesses. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.